From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The new military rulers of Egypt announced today they've dissolved parliament and suspended the constitution. Main demands from the opposition that successfully drove President Hosni Mubarak from power. The higher military council also promised it would govern for only 6 months or until elections could take place. And it will hold a referendum on constitutional amendments. Meanwhile, people are still gathering in Cairo's Tahrir Square. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro say there's no consensus on the next step.
Divisions are emerging among the many different people who form this broad-based movement. And there are people here who say, we have to stay. And there are other people who say, listen, we've got to get the country moving again. Enough is enough. We have the army. We trust the army. Let's just get on with our lives and give them some time. But, I mean, the noise you're hearing around me is not the noise of chanting. It's the noise of argument.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting from Cairo. The State Department says a three-way meeting between the U.S., Afghanistan, and Pakistan is being postponed because of changes underway in the Pakistani government. Pakistan is downsizing its cabinet, and a new foreign minister has yet to be named. From Lahore, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the outgoing foreign minister admits he played a critical role in a case that's straining U.S.-Pakistani relations.
Ex-Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi said he had denied diplomatic immunity to Raymond Davis, the American being detained here for fatally shooting two civilians last month. Davis, a U.S. diplomat, according to the embassy, said he acted in self-defense when confronted with the two armed men. The U.S. Consul General said that eyewitnesses could corroborate that. The Lahore police chief, however, says Davis committed cold-blooded murder when he shot the men, one of whom police say was running away. But a senior U.S. official said, the Pakistani government privately acknowledges that Davis has diplomatic immunity. It needs to acknowledge this publicly. But the case has threatened to destabilize a government widely perceived to be too obliging to the U.S. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
Swiss voters today rejected a proposal that would have banned army firearms in homes. There's a tradition of Swiss men keeping their army rifles after they've completed military service. Churches and women's groups had called for tighter gun laws, saying restrictions would reduce incidents of domestic violence and suicide. The Obama administration releases its proposed 2012 budget tomorrow. Republican Congressman Paul Ryan says he won't support it if it doesn't get serious about reducing the deficit.
The great debate we're having in Congress now, which is refreshing, is we're debating how much to cut spending, not how much to increase spending. And these early press reports are showing us that he wants paltry savings on the one hand and a lot of new spending on the other hand.
Ryan was a guest on Fox News Sunday. The president has said his plan calls for an overall freeze in spending for the next 5 years. This is NPR News. Rapper Eminem leads the pack of musicians nominated in tonight's Grammy Awards ceremony. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports his competition includes other hip hop artists, pop stars, and a country music group. You ever love
somebody so much you can barely breathe? Eminem has 10 Grammy nominations, including Song and Record of the Year for Love the Way You Lie. In both categories, he's up against rapper CeeLo Green. During the telecast, CeeLo Green plans to perform Forget You with actress Gwyneth Paltrow and The Muppets. Singer Bruno Mars co-wrote the song and is also in the running for top awards, as well as country group Lady Antebellum, pop star Lady Gaga, and hip-hop legend Jay-Z with Alicia Keys. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.
Actress Betty Garrett died yesterday. She was a star at MGM in the 40s, then the leader in movie musicals. Her career was sidetracked by the Hollywood blacklist when her husband Larry Parks was forced to testify about his earlier membership in the Communist Party. Garrett resumed her acting career in the 70s on television, including a recurring role on All in the Family.
I don't want Edith going to no more of them crackpot meetings, excuse me.
Archie, a woman has a right to grow, and she doesn't have to be chained to a house.
Garrett's son said that she had been in good health and taught her regular musical comedy class on Wednesday, but then checked into a hospital with heart trouble on Friday. Betty Garrett was 91 years old. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for